Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod the superintendent of the Sunman Dearborn Community School Corporation, Dr. Andrew Jackson. Good morning to you, Dr. Jackson.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you as always, sir. And of course, the Sunman Dearborn School Board meeting last night. And of course, it is that time of year where you have retirements amongst staff. Then you end up coming around and bringing in their replacements. And last night, no exception.
Yes, it is that time of year. It's kind of hiring season around here, and any of our listeners that are interested in working at Sunman Dearborn, I encourage them to go out to our website. Under Human Resources, they can see there's an item that says come work for us, and you can see the various postings that are currently out there. We had Tara Carlton retire at the last month. She's a science teacher at the high school, and so we replaced her at the April board meeting with Justin Dries, who is an alumni at East Central High School, and he's been teaching in Greensburg for the last few years, and so we're bringing him here at the high school to teach science. We're excited to have him. And then we also approved Wendy Beck, her retirement. She's a teacher at Sunman Elementary, and then also Pat Singer, the cafeteria manager there as well. So we'll be working through those in the next couple months, and we don't have a lot of turnover right now. We just have a couple of teaching openings out there right now. We have one at North Dearborn, one full-time position and a job share position that we're currently interviewing for and hiring for, and then the one position with Wendy Beck at Sunman Elementary. So those are only teaching positions right now. So we're not experiencing a lot of turnover this year, but that can change here in the next couple months.
All right. So again, to reiterate again, for the non-teaching positions, anybody interested, you can go to the Sunman Dearborn Schools website and look for the tab, Work for Us. It has all the various and sundried openings and so forth. Also, Dr. Jackson had an overnight field trip that was approved by the board.
Yes, the board approves all overnight field trips. This one was specifically just to Matt Kelly. She is an officer, a national officer for SCCLA, so at times they ask her to present at different state conferences. I think she went to Iowa maybe a couple months ago, and she's going to Ohio to their state conference to represent the national FCCLA group. I think they have maybe 8 or 9 national officers. She's one of the vice presidents, and so she gets asked a few times a year. Very proud of our FCCLA chapter here at East Central High School. It's a huge chapter, very active, and we've had multiple national officers, including a president, a few years ago, and we typically have at least 3 state officers as well. So Matt Kelly actually was a state officer, and then she had to relinquish that when she was elected to be a national officer. So very proud of her. She does a great job for us, great representation of East Central High School and FCCLA.
And then also, this is something that will be bearing down on us here coming up on Monday. And this is related to the approval of the bus route extensions.
Yes, so State Route 1 will be shut down for an extended period of time. We're told it's going to start on Monday. Sometimes that can change with weather, and especially with all the rain we've had the last few weeks. But we're told that it's supposed to shut down on Monday, April 15th, and then it's going to continue for quite some time, I think almost 6 months. So for the end of the school year, All of our bus, to back up a little bit, all of our bus routes, or most of them, about 60 of them, are contracted. So the way the contract works is based on a number of miles, and if you have to extend that, then you have to take the per mileage amount and extend the contract on a temporary basis. So we had 2 routes that had to be extended so we can get around the closure on State Route 1, and we'll continue through the end of the school year, and then our transportation director is continuing to look at that to see if there's maybe other ways to deal with that as well for next school year. But for now, the board approved 2 bus route extensions so we can work around that closure of State Route 1.
All right. And then, of course, that is rather lengthy, as you said, Dr. Jackson. It looks like we're talking about till around mid-December for that closure. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Sunman Dearborn School Superintendent Dr. Andrew Jackson right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville to Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go, big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with Dr. Andrew Jackson, the superintendent of the Sunman-Dearborn Community School Corporation. And also, of course, this is that time of year with a lot of spring activities that the students and staff are involved in particular, looking to get out and support the youngsters in their efforts.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, we have athletics going on, and we have a lot of outdoor events. In fact, all the spring athletics are all outside with baseball, softball, track, boys tennis, girls golf, all outside. And so it's been a rough few weeks here. It's been a really wet week. We did manage to get baseball in last night, but better weather is ahead. So it is fast and furious with the various makeup dates and trying to reschedule with spring sports. And of course, we also have this beautiful Performing Arts Center, which our listeners may remember that is that we're doing a refurbishment of it as part of our second phase of our building project. All three of our elementaries have a spring concert. Our band and choirs at our high school and middle school both have a concert as well. Those are all coming up. I encourage our listeners to go out on our website to get those dates, or you can go out to our Trojan Media Productions YouTube page as well, because they live stream all of them. If you can't make it to the concert, you're welcome to watch virtually and on the live stream. But it's a busy 6 weeks left of school here with all the various concerts. And we have some awards programs as well, where our FFA has a banquet, FCCLA has a banquet and program. We have senior scholarships. We have some other activities coming up as well. So it's a really, really busy end. We call it the sprint to the end here at school. And when we get back from spring break, it really is a busy couple of months.
Yeah, that's an excellent way of putting it, because you think that, the year is winding down, but then at the same time you look at it, and between the athletics and then all the productions and the awards program, it is really a busy next month, a month and a half.
Yes, out of the 5 days, school days a week, and Saturdays with the Performing Arts Center, it is probably used an average of 5 days a week out of the 7 days. And then, of course, we have our middle school drama production this weekend as well with Shrek Jr. Our high school did theirs right before spring break of the Addams Family. I unfortunately was out of town during the performance, and so I wasn't able to see it, but they did invite me to a dress rehearsal, and it was just absolutely excellent. Just the sets, the design, the costumes, and then, of course, the acting and the singing and choreography of our students was just absolutely excellent. And so our middle school students have that opportunity. They're actually going to perform today for the student body at the middle school, so that's a good opportunity for students to perform in front of their peers. And then Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock and Sunday at 3 o'clock, they're performing Shrek Jr. So that's on top of all the other performances I mentioned earlier.
All right. So very light agenda last night, the Sunman-Dearborn School Board meeting. Anything else, Dr. Jackson, before we let you get back to your day?
I would just like to, thank the community for their kind of patience and flexibility on the eclipse day. We started hearing about this about 18 months ago and trying to decide what to do. We started hearing lots of concerns about traffic and cell phone coverage and emergency services and all that. So we decided to stay home on Monday. And I think if nothing else, it was a good day for families to kind of experience that together. It really was a phenomenal event, and for many people, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So we do want to thank our parents for kind of being flexible for that date, and I hope every one of our listeners and our community members were able to enjoy that day.
Indeed, even though I was actually working at the time, it was a most enjoyable thing. So, but yeah, that was it was just spectacular, and I'll tell you what, we couldn't have asked for any better weather, that's for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, Superintendent Andrew Jackson with the Sunman-Dearborn School Corporation, we sure appreciate your time this morning. Stay well, and look forward to speaking with you again, hopefully again next month.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Tom.